Time now for our Tech Talk segment on the South Shore's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Rob Hackelaw, along with Elisa Zizian. And once again, David Snell taking some time to recuperate. And in for David Snell, we've got his wife, Pam Snell. That's right. The other half of the dynamic duo, the Snells, over at Act Smart IT in Pembroke. And we got Pam on the line today.
Hi, Pam. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pam. Here we go. Another Tuesday in for David. Good to have you on the line, yes. Pam.
Yes, I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much, Rob and Lisa. And today, I'm going to pick on Amazon.
Oh, okay. Well, we did, what did we do, Microsoft last time?
Right. Yeah, right. So
let's do Amazon. Amazon.
Spread the love.
All right. So
I think it was Apple, actually.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I apologize. Yeah. My apologies, Bill Gates. Okay. This was. Well, yeah, you're
yes.
right. I guess he's got a lot to work on. So we're going to talk about Amazon, and this has to do. Well, will you fill us in? What's going on with Amazon?
Well, Amazon. Yesterday, USA Today reported that Amazon has blocked 10 billion listings in a counterfeit crackdown of resellers. Now, a lot of people, in fact, 60% of Amazon sales are from resellers who sell through Amazon. They're not Amazon. Amazon isn't buying the product and selling it. Well, we'll talk about that in a second. It's the resellers who are doing it, and Amazon takes a cut. And for years and years, they've been people have been complaining about all the knockoffs, the counterfeits, and all that.
Mm.
So Amazon has decided to block 10 billion listings. Can you imagine?
Wow.
I mean, that's so many. So, and you can get more information on USA Today. I have the link for it. And then I was doing a little bit more digging about Amazon resellers. And on one of David's most favorite resources, The Verge, I found that Amazon is now liable, at least in California, if they sell a faulty product and you have something happen with you.
Uh-oh.
The court case was one of those hoverboards, and
yeah.
Amazon said, "Well, no, we're just the middleman here."
Yeah.
But
the hoverboards usually burst into flames, the bad ones.
Isn't that the scariest thing?
It is. Yeah. It is. I know. I suppose it doesn't happen all the time, but we've all seen the stories on the news where a hoverboard started a house fire or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's because not all hoverboards, but I think because these quality of these particular brands is very poor and just cheap.
Yeah. And I think it has to do with the type of battery they have.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
that's true.
It's and then they, you find that they're taking them on vacation and the plane has a problem. I mean, all those type of things.
Mm.
So they stop letting them go on planes. But this is so now Amazon is responsible if they buy if they are selling, even as a middleman, a faulty product and something happens to you. At least in California, they upheld the ruling that they can't claim that they're just middlemen.
Mm.
So, okay. Well, I mean, does that make sense? If Amazon is supposed to be a virtual store, say any of traditional brick and mortar stores, they had a product on the shelf that they sold, and they said, "Well, we just sell it, and it causes a problem." The store would probably stop selling it.
Right. And also, many years ago, when I was in retail, I was a buyer for a health and beauty aid and pharmacy chain, and we were sued because of a hair color faulty product.
Oh.
And we had to pay now this was many years ago, and laws certainly have changed, but we were also liable for selling this particular hair product, which was a very well-known brand name, and it caused a problem for somebody. And we were liable as well as the product.
Mm. Hey, I'm just selling it. I'm just selling this guy's product.
Yeah.
So this is their way, really, of ensuring that there's, they're helping to prevent these issues going forward. This should be helpful to all of us.
Exactly. Now, Amazon isn't just scrutinizing those fake products, though. They are doing a little bit of what I consider kind of iffy practices. If you have a best-selling product or you're a reseller on Amazon, Amazon takes a look at that and says, maybe we should be selling those. And that's how some of the Amazon basics and some of the other products that are sold by Amazon, through Amazon, are getting such great sales, is because somebody else has already done all the work.
So I noticed we were in the height of the pandemic and trying to locate things like Clorox wipes. I started to notice that Amazon would say, yeah, we don't have that, but what we do have is this. And it's their line of, it seemed like anything you could think of from the...
Bezos bomb.
Yeah. from the Lysol to any other cleaning or office products. I did not see that marketed at the Bezos bomb, whatever that is.
But so you're right. Okay, but would Pam say, okay, because Amazon, you're right, they've got all the research. They can see what people are buying.
Yeah.
So if I had a great product, but I mean, I may not necessarily have the scale that Amazon does.
Right.
They can say, okay, well, I'm just going to copy what you do. I'll just slap a generic label on it, and we'll just churn out thousands or millions of these, and we'll put you out of business.
Well, and that has happened. This isn't new to just Amazon, though. If you go to Stop and Shop or
Walmart,
any place else, you know, they have their own private labels too. It's just that Amazon, like you said, Rob, is a big guy, and they're gonna, you know, if they want to put you out of business, they could put you out of business just because of their sheer volume, and they've got deep pockets.
Yeah, and I mean, they could just be showing their listings, you know, above the rest of the listings if you go in to search something. So,
yeah,
very tricky.
Yeah. If you are a marketer with Amazon, the algorithms of how to get on, you know, get up there in the rankings are always changing, just like with Google. So I think that they do have an edge there. You know, if it starts with A, you know, Amazon, so it may rise higher to the ranks.
Well, fascinating stuff. Yeah, I mean, it definitely is worth, you know, looking at. And I think, you know, obviously having them, you know, have to crack down, I can understand, you know, maybe trying to avoid it for a while because you get your cut, but you don't want to have people being scammed or have an awful product, because eventually that'll come back to hurt Amazon's name, or at least I would think it would. Right, Pam?
Yes. That's one of the things that they were concerned about, was the fact that some of these knockoffs were going to say, well, Amazon will sell anything, so I can't really trust them. And you don't really want that.
All right. Pam, we got the links to the articles?
Yes, you do. There's three different articles, and it's just a few things to think about when you place your next Amazon order, which I do almost every day. So you can find this on our blog at axmudit.com, or you can go to the South Shore's Morning News with Rob and Lisa and click on their links, too.
Thank you so much, Pam.
Thanks, Pam.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Act Smart, WATD. And that is ActSmartIT.com. ActSmartIT.com to get those links from Pam and David Snell.